actually say the thing first. Say the thing first.
I thought your mouth was half open, so I thought you were going to say something.
I was ready. I'm like like a great spot-up shooter. I'm just ready for the pass. Like, give it to me.
Andre!
Oh, Rhino!
Oh, boy.
Days like this on bets, have you had the pleasure of attending a child's birthday party? I'm saying four or under.
Oh, I've been to a first birthday party.
What a beautiful experience, right?
No birthday is more for adults than a first birthday party.
That one is literally for the parents having survived a year and kept this thing that doesn't know how to operate alive for a year.
That's what I'm calling it when we have a child and it turns one, is we kept a living organism alive for 1 year party.
Exactly. I mean, it's how you should celebrate it. Days like this on bets, you're essentially the adult at my kid birthday party.
Oh, okay.
Right? Like, you're just humoring me. Yeah, he's humoring me.
So I'm at your child's birthday party.
No, I am the child, and it is my party.
Okay.
I'm the four-year-old in this scenario.
I got you a bouncy castle.
So many bouncy castles. How are these parents managing?
I don't know. I think bouncy castle prices have gone down.
Really?
Yeah. The bouncy market is struggling a little bit.
They are awaiting for it to bounce back, perhaps. Yes.
Anyways, can you tap in a little bit
more
to that
course.
Metaphor?
Of course. So, as you all know, it is NBA draft day.
Yes.
I presume you Merry don't give
Christmas.
A shit.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. I do give a shit because the Nuggets own the draft.
They own the draft. They were built in the draft. They're going to keep this thing humming through the draft. This is exactly how I ran franchises on Madden.
Ooh.
25 years in, you know, like, oh, this guy's contract's up. We're just going to game the draft, get another stud at his position. He can go. We're going to trade him away for draft picks. And we're just going to keep it coming.
So here's the thing. When you have an established system, the draft becomes really easy. All you have to do is find guys that fit what you do, and they work. This worked for the Spurs. This worked for the Patriots, although they didn't draft all that well. Going back to like the Colts, the Warriors is a good example, even though they fumbled the bag on a couple of these. When you have a system that is so clear and defined,
it's really easy to find.
The draft is easy. So that's why the Nuggets have dominated this draft. And it's funny, Dre, I looked this morning and I was trying to make a stat about how like the Nuggets are the only team to like win a championship with the draft that they've been with the way that they've drafted. And what I realized is no, another team did it. And that team became a dynasty. It was the Warriors.
Yeah. It's the Warriors.
Highest draft pick was number 7.
Yep.
Just like Jamal Murray.
When was Clay drafted? Like 12th?
He was drafted 11th. So there's your MPJ at 14.
A little earlier than MPJ at 14, but still. Draymond
is at 35.
Right, after Jokic, probably the second best second round pick of all time in NBA history.
Yes. And
Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili. Those guys might be in the combo.
And there was one more that they drafted who was like a big part of what they did.
End of the first.
Jordan Poole. Who kind of sucks, but
kind of a scumbag. But he fits
your Christian Brown at 21.
Gosh,
because that's what I said. Half of the Nuggets rotation players were drafted. None of them above the middle of the lottery.
Right.
Pretty crazy.
It's lots of fun times. They know what they're doing, and you're right. Now they've got a system. They've got a franchise that you can plug and play with. And it's going to be really easy, and you have 3 shots at it. What a glorious time. So, yes, while we were out on the draft, now we're, like, so back in.
Yeah, I think 32 and 37 for, like, 23.
Amazing. You still have 29.
Yeah, 20, and then they'll pick a 29.
The other subplot in this, the 2024 draft, horrendous. Yes, looking out ahead, it looks real bad. It's Cody Williams and a bunch of bums, they're saying.
Cody Williams, he's a buff.
He is a buff. Yes, he so is.
Buffs getting a number 1 overall pick would be incredible.
Yeah, it'd be amazing in both NFL and NBA, which many are saying is actually what's going to happen.
Not this year, though. It'd have to be
Shador's eligible.
Shador, we need to keep him for 2 years.
Sorry, the NFL's a knocking.
When he wins the Heisman, I'll take it.
You guys talk about Coach Prime's emergency surgery. What's going on? Are we okay? That groin, it gets everyone.
I know. Yes.
Boy, that and shin splints every basketball season.
Yeah, I think he'll be okay, but it is scary.
It's scary.
Anytime you put emergency and surgery next to each other, it's going to be scary.
We don't like that.
But at the same time, the fact that they're able to wait till tomorrow tells me not like a being rushed to the hospital scenario. Which is
right.
Anyways. So yeah, the Nuggets own the draft. And that's why I care. There was a time, Dre, just like there was a time where people told us that the Nuggets could never win a championship. You believed them. I didn't.
It was literally last week.
There was a time where people believed that. There was also a time where people said no draft picks outside of the lottery matter.
I know. What garbage people, huh?
The Nuggets built an entire championship roster out of picking out of the lottery.
I know. I have thought that. Nothing more than the last 12 months have built up so much mistrust on NBA national media.
Oh, my God.
They don't know what the F they're talking about, Ryan.
It is crazy.
Not ball knowers.
How few people actually know ball.
So few.
Yeah.
Why are we such a, like...
Jokic.
Restrictive community. My God.
Jokic teaches everyone ball. That's all you have to do to learn ball is just watch him.
Yep. Yep. There you go.
So, anyways, I love the draft. You love the draft even more, though. This is your day.
I love the draft. Did you get on the top five exact order I sent you?
I haven't yet.
Well, it's off. You had a limited window. I give you these things and I tell you I tried three other avenues. They all close. Okay, so.
Let me just tell you a little something about me, Dre.
You were doing a show.
I have been in this fucking chair talking into this fucking microphone for the last 3 hours.
Okay, we made him mad now and I apologize for that. Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. But so, okay, I tried to convey the immediacy of it, though.
I didn't see that in your text.
Woj bomb drops, and it's, hey, even though we've been telling you it's Brandon Miller at 2, Scoot at 3 for a month now, oh, flipsies, no backsies, and I get the noty, right, on my phone, jump right on the app, I've got Scoot at 2, plus 150, ready to go. As I'm clicking the button, canceled. I've got top three exact, ready to go. Wemby, Scoot, B. Millie, like plus 300, closed. And then I got in on the top five exact, placed the bet, sent it to you while it was still active.
So all I saw from you was, I know you got upset I didn't share this stuff during the NFL draft, so here you go. I didn't see the previous text because I hadn't opened it, because if I open a text, I'll forget to respond to it.
I've been doing that a lot myself.
It makes me feel like a bad friend. I often don't respond to my friends.
Those are the people that get ignored.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah, because I can't ignore, like, Brandon.
I know.
Certainly can't ignore Allie.
Right.
So but everyone else...
My mom and the homies from Italy, like, yeah, I don't know.
It's not on purpose. It's just, I'm on a show when you texted me. I read it, and then I forgot about it afterwards.
Ah, damn it all. Well, I tried.
Okay, so here's how this is going to work today. I didn't make a big three. That would be stupid. You're the expert.
Right.
You have a big nine.
Of course.
So what we're going to do is you're going to name off your big nine, and I'm going to pick my three favorite. That'll be my big three, but the people should place all the bets.
This sounds amazing. Let's do that. Let's have your picks in segment two for a little...
A segmentation.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's get into that big nine, huh, fellas?
Oh, my God.
Whoa!
It's a good thing Eric's out of town, because that's too much text on a graphic.
It is. But in some ways, it's an homage to him.
It is, yes.
Okay. Gregory Jackson, better known as GG Jackson, South Carolina. Go Gamecocks. Go Cox, as they say over there.
Cock.
Youngest player in the draft. Reclassified to be in this class, would have been the top guy in 24. Had a real off season, lots of criticisms, but this is the NBA. MPJ, Jaden McDaniels, P. Watt. We're still willing to believe in those guys. For him to go round one minus 140, so much of the end of the first round is teams with multiple first rounders. They'll totally take a roll of the dice on this guy. Okay. Easy peasy.
That's who?
Gregory Jackson, though he's known as Gigi Jackson.
Gigi?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Kobe Brown, one of two Kobes in this class.
So is he more Kobe Bryant meets Bruce Brown or Kobe Carl meets Christian Brown?
Gigi or Kobe Brown?
Kobe Brown. What?
What
the fuck?
I don't know. The comps were confusing. We have two Kobes with a K, like Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
He is nothing like Kobe Bryant.
Okay. Is he anything like Bruce Brown?
No, he's not. He's a thick boy, 6'8", 250, shot 45% from three.
Oh,
and where? Being mocked to the Nuggets at pick 29, you can get him at plus 800. How about that, Ryan?
To go in the first round. Where did he play college
Mizzou
basketball?
Mizzou.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yep. I already
is he a true son?
Gosh, I'm not sure if he's a true son, but I did think of friend of this show, Brandon Cristal. If he gets drafted, I know BK is going to ask about Mizzou because he's from Kansas, and how will him and CB handle that Kansas-Mizzou rivalry?
Yeah, he's from Alabama.
So not a true son.
Not a true son. Untrue son, some would say. Okay. Asar Thompson. He's the second of the Thompson twins. Hot rumor of the day is he's going fifth overall to the Detroit Pistons. Famously, last night, we were watching The Last Dance, my wife and I, and she said, a lot of these teams aren't even around anymore. And I was like, oh, like, what team are you talking about? She's like, the Pistons, right? It's like, no, believe it or not, Pistons still around.
That is one of the most savage quotes I've ever heard.
Oh, my God. From a fellow Eastern Conference Central Division fan, you know,
right.
Truly dunked on the Pistons. Anyways, Asar, the second
twin. I think
twin,
all of those teams are still around except the Sonics.
That's what I explained to her. All those teams still. She's like, I thought the Warriors were a team that just came around the last 5 years.
They did.
I was like, no, actually.
They did, yeah. That's what
Wilt
happened.
Chamberlain played
Same
for
thing
them.
With
that's
Warriors
how long
fans.
They've
that's
been
also
around.
A new thing.
No, that's not true. There are no big men in this draft, aside from Wemby. Everyone's going to talk themselves into Derek Lively Jr. It's that season where every single big man who can't shoot it, be prepared for a report about how well they shot it in workouts. You've been around. We saw it with Shkita. We saw it with Yi Jian Lin. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
So here's the thing about basketball players.
Lay it on them, Ryan.
Anyone who has played basketball at above the high school level doesn't miss an open shot in an empty gym.
They've taken lots of shots.
It's actually crazy.
It's what they do.
I'll just tell you a little story.
Oh, my God. Story time with Rhino. I love when we do
Jay
that.
Jay Williams.
Ever
familiar
heard of
with
him?
The name?
Second overall pick in the Yao Ming draft?
Yes. Never considered
crazy. I've been thinking about
a
that
knockdown
draft a lot
shooter,
today.
Right?
No, not really.
Not really his game. He's a get-to-the-rack kind of guy.
Yeah. Play with Shane Battier.
One time, I had the opportunity to shoot hoops with Jay Williams.
Crazy.
College game day comes to Boulder. Jay Williams hosting college game day with Reese Davis and the fellas.
Yeah.
I'm hanging out in the media area afterwards. Strike up a conversation with Jay Williams. Nice guy. He's like, I'm just going to go get some shots up. Do you want to come? I'm like, yeah. This man is wearing a suit, dress shoes, shirt tucked in. All he does is take off the suit jacket. Roll up the sleeves a little. Hits 33 threes in a row going around the horn.
Yeah. That's the thing, man. So anyways, everyone's talking themselves into Derek Lively. Big man out of Duke. Lots of upside. He's going top 10 because these are the stupid things we do as NBA franchises.
I'd rather take Blake Lively top 10.
Dang. I don't know who that is. Omax Prosper out of Marquette. Picks 16 to 21. Lots of contending basketball teams. Miami Heat. Los Angeles Lakers.
Wait, you're telling me that Omax is a name and not a stat that Nikola Jokic is the best in the league yet?
Okay, so it's an abbreviation of his name. It's like Olivier Maxime Prosper.
Sick.
Yeah, 3-and-D wing. And all these contending teams draft him between 16 and 21. They like what he's bringing to the table, Rhino. So take the under on him.
Yeah, his name is sick.
Also, hot riser in the draft process. We all love a hot riser.
Would you say he's prospering in the draft process?
Yes, absolutely I would. Leonard Miller, Canadian out of the G League. Need not say more. Contenders will like him as well. Take the under 21.5.
Canadian basketball, incredible rise.
Cat aside, they're all awesome.
Cat is also really good.
Sure, he's decent. He's decent. The Canadian Bargnani, many are calling him. Carl Anthony Towns, the big purr.
Is he Canadian? I don't know.
Yeah, he's Canadian.
Sounds right. I trust you. You would know that because you followed him in the draft process.
Don't listen to Yaya. He's from New Jersey. I just Googled it. They burst him in New Jersey, I'm sure, for the dual citizenship. As you know, from the T-dot to Jersey, hop, skip, and a
also,
jump.
He plays in Minnesota, which basically makes him Canadian.
Right. Honorary citizenship.
Yes.
Next, you're going to tell me Andrew Wiggins isn't Canadian.
He's
Anthony
definitely
Bennett isn't Canadian.
Former number one overall pick.
Trey Lyles isn't Canadian. Bro, I'm more Canadian than Steve Nash and Alfonso Davies love baby. I'm Canadian as fuck.
You're not Canadian.
Oh, no, me? I'm not Canadian. Yeah. Did I just say I'm Canadian? I myself am not Canadian. I might have misspoke there. Anthony Black, after the Thompson twins get out of the way at 4 and 5, the Magic have done this thing where they just like tall guys who can't shoot and are smart basketball players. Anthony Black is their point guard of the future. He's ready to go. Razorback, 6th overall pick. It's where all the mocks have him going, plus 140. Boom.
What's he shoot from three?
Oh, like low 30s.
Okay.
But, you know, he's 18. We're all going to talk ourselves into a 19-year-old who's shooting 32% from three.
If you shoot under 35%, you don't even make my board.
What?
Yep.
You'd love Omax Prosper.
I do.
It's crazy. Jaime Jaquez, you've heard him about him. Jaime Jaquez, okay.
Oh, I know me some Jaime Jaquez very well.
Apparently, he is killing these other prospects in workouts.
I don't know if you know this, but he has that dog in him.
He does have el perro in him. No doubt about that. Still, though, under 23.5 in the heavy minus? I'm sorry, this is the NBA draft where we talk ourselves into 18-year-old garbage players and neglect the guys who are actual ballers.
Great point.
It's why the Nuggets will remain kings for many, many years.
Yep.
So yeah, Jaime Jaquez, he'll be overlooked. Take the over 23.5.
That's so great.
Oh, and
future Nugget?
Could be, but you got to move up a smidge. GG Jackson
already
over.
I told you they're going up to 23, so that might screw him here.
Ryan Rupert, very Piwa RJ Hampton-y, long guard, defensive upside.
From France?
Can't shoot it. From France, played in New Zealand. That's the kind of guy he is.
He probably has a crazy accent.
I bet he does, in fact. haven't done that level of research. I apologize.
That's okay.
And anyways, GG Jackson to be taken over him because, again, it's the NBA. We don't like the safe defensive guy. We like the litty young guy who shot 35% in the SEC.
How long is his arms? That's what we need to know.
Like 7 feet. 7 foot wingspan.
Who?
Rupert.
Rupert has a 7 foot wingspan?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not and like, he's like RJ Hampton?
Yeah.
Draft this man.
You know RJ hasn't done anything.
I know.
That comp should scare you.
If he had a 7 foot wingspan, he would.
This is how NBA GMs are. I just gave a comp of a guy who didn't work out, and you're like, oh, RJ, oh, yeah, no, I want that.
No, this is like you're telling me he's Chad Pennington with a massive arm. Like, yeah, I want that.
Oh, I'd want Chad Pennington with a massive arm, of course.
Yeah, so sometimes you give a marginal player an elite attribute, and now they're good.
What elite attribute did I give Rupert?
7 foot wingspan.
RJ has that.
No way.
Maybe like 6'10", but same diff. I think we got too caught up. A
couple inches can make a big difference, my guy.
Is exactly what the folks at Manscaped have been saying this summer. We're going from a well-trimmed body grooming. Just a couple inches could make all the difference. And I've never done this before. I'm looking forward to doing a read with you on TDSP at 2
RJ
today.
RJ Hampton, 6'11 wingspan.
Yeah, that's basically 7 feet.
That's actually just pretty shocking to me. He looks small on the court.
Yeah, he looks small. I mean, it's the NBA. They're all long, you know. We are going to do a Manscaped product draft in honor of the NBA draft. Okay, Ryan.
Oh, we're doing this live.
Yeah, I didn't pre-record it. I'm sorry.
No, I thought you meant like later this week.
Oh, no. The Weed Whacker 2.0. The
4.0.
Crop Mop. There's the Lawnmower 4.0.
Oh, Weed Whacker.
The Ball Wipes, the Crop Reviver, Ball Toner, and Crop Preserve.
Okay, number one overall pick, Crop Reviver.
Whoa, let's go. Yep. Number one seed.
And the big
thing
for me here is versatility.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really can be used in all situations. Offense, defense, really a two-way player. Armpits, throw a little Crop Reviver on there. You're going to feel refreshed. You're going to stay fresh a little bit longer.
Love that for us.
You find an intersection on your body, spray some Crop Reviver on it.
Dude. But we never talk about back of the knees. Why are we doing that?
Hit some Crop Reviver on the back of the knee.
That's a phenomenal pick from you, a true ball knower. I'm a big Weed Whacker 2.0 myself. That's nose hairs. Your guy is getting a little older, so, you know, nose hairs are getting out of control.
Nose hairs are bullshit.
Yeah, it's really, why would I need them?
Well...
Yaya saying they actually protect you from a lot of viruses and germs.
So you're just supposed to deal with a tickly nose 24/7 to protect yourself from viruses and germs?
I mean, you wore a mask for a year.
Yeah, what? He did. Yeah, so. I was there.
That's better. I would literally rather wear a mask every day than have a tickly nose 24/7.
For 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com, use code DNVR where you can get the Crop Preserver?
Crop Reviver.
Crop Reviver, the Weed Whacker 2.0, and so much more. Manscaped.com with that code DNVR. All right, Rhino, it's your turn to pick your big three from my big nine.
Okay, so let's bring back up the graphic. I've already decided my favorite player in the draft is Omax Prosper.
Yeah.
So I want that one.
Okay, beautiful. Even value. Love it.
And when you take the under, that means they're getting drafted earlier.
Pick 21 or prior, yes.
Just making sure everyone at home
knows. Of course, no. People at home, make sure you're tuned in.
Okay, the next one is Gigi Jackson over Rupert.
Love that. Love that.
That is great value. And again, just comes down to NBA teams, pretty dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't know ball.
Shocking.
Yeah.
You get one ball knower in the front office, you're going to go places. That's how the Nuggets ended
up
here.
It's so true.
I think I like also. So I have two now. So my problem with Jaime Jaquez, which I agree. No, we're just going with it. We're going with it. Jaime Jaquez over 23.5. He's too good at basketball to get drafted that early.
Dang. Okay, so you're agreeing with me, but yes. It's a counterintuitive agreeing with
No, it, yeah, exactly. It's just like, this guy just produces.
Right,
can't
right.
be drafting him.
Right, like, he's good from the mid-range. I don't know. He's a good help defender. Also, we want on-ball three-point shooter.
Last week, someone was telling me Drew Timmy not in this draft.
Yeah, he's going back to school.
Then I saw someone, like, yesterday mocking Drew Timmy somewhere.
Sadly... I hate to break this to you. The author of that mock, not a ball knower.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Drew Timmy, not draft eligible.
He's scouring fan-sided mocks these days.
Give me Jaime Jaquez to the Nuggets.
Oh, it'd be amazing. And I think we the brand would be strong with Jaime on board.
Yes.
Adam said that Jaime reminds him a lot of him.
Yep. He did a great comp of himself.
That's...
By the way... The Andre of this draft, another Andre. Andre Jackson.
Oh, I like Andre Jackson.
Yeah.
A little too short for me.
He shoots like 22% from three. That's the only problem.
Yeah, that is a big problem.
Yeah, how are we going to play him in lineups with P-Watt? You know, that's going to... Well,
P-Watt's a knockdown shooter now.
I know. And 7-4, everyone's saying. So that's good. Yeah,
that's not a thing. Don't pull Kendrick Perkins, who fell for that meme.
That's also Kuminga. They're saying that he's 7-2 now.
No, that it's all part of a meme.
It's all part of a meme.
It is. It's stupid.
I've also thought of a lot of guys that could apply.
That to. Meme has gotten so deep that I don't know where it began. So we could technically do a yes, yes, no.
Oh my God! Please, let's do that. Okay, I'll be back with someone else because Ryan will be golfing tomorrow. Will be a stud Friday bets. I'm not disappointed.
Golfing. I'm representing the company as a celebrity guest in a golf tournament.
Representing the company loosely applied.
Everywhere I go, I'm representing the company. Everything I do, I'm representing the company.
Except for the bad things. So, that's not.
No, like yeah. I curse out a Lakers fan. That's me representing the company. Take it or leave it.
What about you taking Zoom meetings in the bathroom? Are you representing the company there?
Yes. I also didn't take a Zoom meeting in the bathroom. I took a Zoom meeting to the bathroom. Slightly different, but an important distinction.
Important.
Also, mute and camera off. I just needed to be able to hear.
I mean, of course, that goes without saying. You're trying to get arrested, bro? Like, yeah, of course. I should hope so. Oh, man. Happy birthday to 4-year-old Andre. That's really all that matters. Thank you all for attending my kid birthday party today.
Oh, yes.
Tune into the live show. Tune into TDSP.
Bouncy Castle leaves in a couple hours, yeah, so make exactly. sure you get some bouncing in.
Get some bounces in. Love that you have a guy now. Are you hanging out at the bar?
What do you mean?
During the draft tonight.
Oh, I potentially, it depends on the weather, because I might have kickball tonight.
Yeah, that kickball is getting lighted up. It's getting lit up. By the way, I woke up out of bed at 1 last night.
Out of bed?
Yeah.
Like on the couch?
Thinking the house had been hit by lightning. I double rolled, landed on my feet. It startled me so much.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You must have a big bed if you can double roll off the bed.
It's a king.
Okay.
I'm a small guy, you know? I got a double roll in me.
I have a king now, too, and I still sleep on the very edge.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah.
No, I'd like to be able to get my foot out of the covers.
We all like to hang the foot out.
Yes, yep. Exactly. Yep.
Wow.
Exactly.
What a great show. I missed this.
All right. That's all we got. I need to eat lunch before I do another podcast with you in a couple hours.
Boom.
In an hour. 1 hour. See you soon.